And many tributes have been paid to the two Irishmen who died while climbing in the French Alps. Peter Britton from County Tipperary and Colm Ennis from Waterford City were well known in climbing circles and were founder members of the Rathgormack Club in County Waterford. Jack Bergen is also a member of that climbing club and he's on the line. Jack, thank you very much for taking our call at such a difficult time. Will you tell us a little about the two men?
Rachel, where can I start? Apologies if I break down a little bit here.
Not at all.
First of all, before we start, can I say sincere sympathies from myself and all the climbers to the families. You know, Colm was a son and a brother to the Ennis families, and Peter, of course, a father and a husband, you know, and a brother-in-law, etc., etc. And, you know, they both really loved their families, and their families came first in both cases. So I suppose they're both doing something they really love doing, and this unfortunate tragedy happened, you know.
Both men had a lot of experience, and they had a lot of experience of the Alps in particular.
Correct, absolutely, yes, yes. You know, they I suppose, established a fairly good climbing partnership over the last 10 years, and I say most of, you know, for about 2 weeks each year over the last 10 years, they visited the Alps, Switzerland, mainly, and of course the French Alps as well.
And people reading the papers this morning, they may see that Colm Ennis, that he'd actually received a medal for bravery.
Yes, I'm not, I can't fill you in on that, Rachel, I'm sorry, apologies.
No, not at all, that's absolutely fine. Tell us about their involvement with your own club, because I gathered that they were active in encouraging others to get involved.
Absolutely. I mean, well, Colm has been involved in scouts since, you know, his early days in De La Salle Scouts in Waterford, and he's been a very, very active member of that, and he encouraged, you know, lots and lots of people to get involved in, I suppose, mountaineering and outdoor activities at all levels and all grades. Peter was, I suppose, the driving force behind the actual climbing club itself. You know, Monday nights, Wednesday nights, Peter was almost always first there with the key opening up, sometimes with members of his own family, his own children, bringing them along. And then, you know, Monday nights we had, you know, kids from 6, 7 and 8 years of age upwards. Not huge numbers, but we had some of them. And, of course, they had to be with the, well, their parents had to come as well, of course, for all sorts of insurance and legal reasons. But yes, Peter was the driving force there, and the leading light.
And it's a pursuit about which people do get very passionate, and obviously these men really loved climbing.
Yeah, I suppose it was part of what they were. I mean, and not to say that, you know, it was the first thing in their lives. I mean, they're both, as I said, very committed to their families and to their works. I mean, both held down very, very steady, good jobs in the, you know, very reasonably high profile jobs. But yes, they were both very, very committed to their climbing. And you know, it's one of these, I suppose, leisure pursuits that when you get involved in it and you get subsumed into it, and, you know, they both engaged quite competently and quite confidently, and, you know, yeah.
As we were saying, they were both very experienced men. Is it at all clear what happened? Because it seems that they were coming back down the mountain.
It's not clear, Rachel, no. And I suppose, I'd like to get this in. That I do wish, I suppose, others, in a sense, would stop surmising on what may or may not have happened, because I don't think it's fair on the families or on others. I mean, the reality is people don't know what happened. You know, the conditions on those slopes can change, you know, they can change hourly. You know, some friends of mine came down that slope about, four and a half weeks ago, and they said fantastic, firm underfoot conditions. From talking to some people who were there last week and up to the weekend, there was a lot of fresh snow, there was a lot of ice, snow was covering ice, snow was covering rocks. Anything could have happened. Really, really anything could have happened. You know, so the conditions are not constant. You know, the mountains are, I suppose, they're ever-changing in that sense. And, you know, these guys were experienced. They knew the risks they were taking, but at the same time, they knew how to manage those risks. And, you know, they had been in similar situations before. They'd been on far more serious slopes before. But, yes, to the best of our knowledge, they had climbed the mountain, which is called the Dent du Géant, and actually, yes, were on the descent when something very, very tragically went wrong.
Well, listen, Jack, many thanks for taking our call this morning. Like I said, we really do appreciate it. Jack Bergen there, a member of Rathgormack Climbing Club in County Waterford.